Okay, we're going to look at Streamium, a live TV and DVR for multiple platforms, but especially Locast today. So let's go into Streamium here on the Roku. Now, you'll notice it takes a moment to load. Loading times do vary. I think this depends on the web servers that are providing the services. So we'll wait a second here. It'll also start to load the last channel you viewed, which in my case is PBS, because I wanted a station that we wouldn't run into copyright infringements as much. But let's go over to the American Woodshop program here, open that up. And instead of playing it, we can either record it, record the series, add the channel to favorites, or of course we can just cancel out because we don't want to record it right now. So let's back out of this. And we'll go over to the DVR, where I've already previously recorded some programs. And you notice here, here's some things that I've set up to record that have recorded. And then we can back out and look at settings. Not really very much here. We'll talk about that in a next option. And then let's exit. Now this is the Streamium app on the Roku. Let's look at another app. Another platform that the Streamium app is on. All right, here we are on the phone app. I'm going to go into Streamium here on my phone. And you notice it brings up the list of stations, just as it did before. But the nice thing about this is you've got more features on the DVR. Let me go into the DVR. Notice that you have headings now. Not only what you have recorded, okay, but also what you have upcoming that's going to be recorded and the series that you have set up to record. Now, what's interesting is, due to a limitation in the app itself, you can't set up the series here on the application as easily. Well, you can. I should restate that. Let me give you an example. Let's do that. If we go into the CW, and we'll scroll up until we get to Black Lightning, okay? So if we click the three dots over here to the right-hand side, notice you could record the episode, which is simple and straightforward enough, or record series. Now here's where it gets interesting. I misstated a minute ago and said you couldn't record series here on the phone app. Actually, the phone app is the only one you can record series on. So, let me go here to record new episodes. And then, all new episodes is what we want. So, we want to say create series recording. And we'll probably get a message that it's already been set up. No, it didn't. Okay, good. Didn't realize I hadn't set up Black Lightning. There you go. So now that series is set up. So if we were, I love these errors that we get from the Microsoft app here. That's okay. Ignore that. Let's go back now to our DVR and to series. And you notice Black Lightning is listed as a series that it's going to record. So that's good. So we'll go back to all channels. And then, if we were to go, let's find PBS again here and play PBS. It's going to start playing on the phone, which is not optimal in a way, although it is somewhat watchable once it finally starts playing. But it does allow you to go into, so to speak, the future here. And let's say we were wanting to record this special on Prince Philip. There's our error again. That is, again, not due to Streamium. That's due to the Microsoft app. I don't like the Microsoft app that allows me to put it up on my PC screen. But we click our three dots. We can record the episode. We can record if it were a series. We could record it as a series. I'll back out of that. And those are our options on the phone application, okay? Now, this is where I'm a little frustrated. I'm going to get out of this altogether. I'm a little frustrated by this because every application on every platform is different in what they allow. Okay? That is frustrating. Let's go to the next platform, and I'll show you what I'm talking about there. All right, here we are on the web browser. This is the Brave web browser. And I'm going to choose Streamium from here. And it goes to the Streamium website. Now, I probably should have shown this first. However, this is why I'm a little frustrated by the way Streamium works. And as part of the review, I wanted to show this. Now, you'll notice I have purchased it. But let's go to channels. And when I say I purchased it, I purchased access to the DVR at 50 hours. Okay? But here's what's interesting. Here on the web app, you can see that the provider that's providing these stations, in this case, is Locast. The reason is, if I come over to providers, which is only available on the web app, keep that in mind, only on the web app, can I select providers. And I have these providers that are supported. Locast, so I've got that set up. Philo, which I have subscribed to in the past, but I don't currently. Spectrum, which is the Spectrum web-based or internet-based television. Friendly TV, which I am a subscriber to because my wife and I like the Hallmark Channel and the Hallmark Murders and Mysteries. Don't judge me. Then Paramount Plus, which used to be CBS All Access. Sling TV, which I am not a subscriber to. And VidGo, which I'm not a subscriber to. But I have set up Paramount Plus. I have set up Friendly TV. And I have set up Locast as providers. So now if I go to my Streamium account, let's see, channels, there we go, channels is what I want, and I can see all the channels and where they are provided from. You'll notice all of these are Locast. This CBS is provided by CBS All Access, which is now called Paramount Plus. This CBS up here is the CBS coming off of Locast. Okay, do you see the difference? Now, let's keep scrolling here. And you notice these channels are provided by Friendly TV. Hallmark, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, Hallmark Drama, and Up TV. Okay, now, from these, we can select something to view, something to watch. So we'll pick old good old PBS here. And, of course, by selecting it, it will go out and connect to it and start playing it here in this window. But it will also give you a list of our channels over here and what's coming up later on this particular channel. And sure enough, here's our Prince Philip special with the three dots. I can only record this episode. Notice it doesn't give me the option to record series. The web app doesn't support that. The phone app does. On my Android phone, which we saw earlier. Okay, do you see where I'm a little frustrated here? I like this product. I like Streamium. I think it's excellent. And I'm a user. But I wish that every platform had the same capabilities as the Android app, or I'm sure it's the same thing on the iPhone app. Matter of fact, the iPhone app probably has even more options. Who knows, because everybody writes to iPhone. But my point is here, the web app is the only place I can select my providers. The recordings, if I go here, notice I have recordings that I have upcoming, but I don't have series. And on the phone, I do have recordings upcoming and series, and can see what, you know, I have available. Now, we've already watched Kung Fu. I can come over here and click the trash can, and that will delete that from my DVR. And of course, with 50 hours available to record, it helps to clean it up, okay? So the web app is a good place to clean things up. It's a good place, obviously the only place, you can set up your providers. But if you're going to set up your series, you're going to need to do that through the phone app. And if you use the Roku app, you can't do much of any of those things. You see where I'm talking about, they need some improvement. Now, to be paying $100 a year for this service, which is not bad, really, when you think about it, what this does is it consolidates everything that I am subscribed to for TV, which is Locast, which is $5 a month, Frndly, which is $5 a month, and PBS All Access, which is, I think, about $10 or $11 a month, thereabouts. But for that much, and then the DVR, I have the capability of having everything in one place for all of my channels that I'm interested in, everything that I have access to. The only thing that's missing are the Discovery Plus channels, and it's possible that Tribune will one day support Discovery Plus, but in terms of my viewing, that's the only other thing that I would need is Discovery Plus. So, all in all, I really like this application. I just wish they were more consistent. So, would I encourage you to get it? Yes. If you're a cord cutter, I think this is a great solution. If you go back and watch previous shows that I've done, you can see how to set up Locast in your area, no matter where you are, okay? If you will go back and review that, and then you can see that this would be a good solution for most people. So I hope this has helped. Hope it's been a review that's worthwhile. If it has, click on the like to let people know that you like this video. And also subscribe to our channel and click the bell icon to be notified of upcoming reviews such as this. We'll see you next time.